أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور. يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء، ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، والله بكل شيء عليم.
Dear brothers and sister, we are going to meet one more time today, and in the last episode I talked about Allah, and we talked about God, and we answered the question, who is Allah? Okay, and today we are going to continue the explanation that was started in the last episode. Okay, so I'm going to talk about Allah also. Now, but today I'm going to answer another question, which is Jesus Christ God? Because I find answering this question so related to what I was talking about last time. This is so related because we talked last time that God exists and that Allah in the Holy Quran is God, in the Bible it's the God of the Jews, the God of the Muslims, and the God of everyone. So today we're going to answer the question, a very important question, which is Jesus God? I'm not going to talk from the Holy Quran today. I have the Holy Quran, but I'm not going to talk from the Holy Quran today. Okay? Today, I'm going to talk from the Holy Bible. Is Jesus God? Does the Holy Bible say that Jesus is God? So we're going to check that together. Okay? And I want you to open with me. Let's go to Genesis chapter 17. Genesis 17:10. Let's go together. Genesis 17:10. And I'm going to read to you from the book of Genesis, okay, so we can discuss some points together. As we see, this is written in the book of Genesis, okay, and God is supposed to say that. Okay, this is what the wrote. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation, he that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. Amazing. Now, as you see, in these sentences that we read to you from the Holy Bible, from the book of Genesis, it was part of the covenant between God and Abraham that all the children born in his family, or even from his servants, okay, all these man children need to be circumcised. Why? Because God wanted to cleanse those people. God wanted those people to be clean, and we know very well that circumcision is very good for hygiene, okay? And I'm not the guy who is saying that. Actually, I'm going to read to you part of Encyclopedia Britannica, okay? Now, what does Encyclopedia Britannica say about circumcision? Okay, now, let me read to you. Studies have indicated that uncircumcised men have a higher incidence of AIDS, syphilis, and other sexually transmitted diseases than circumcised men. And it has been speculated that the foreskin might allow viruses and other microorganisms to survive longer on the skin and thus give the organisms more time to enter the body. So, we understand the wisdom of God when we read these scientific sentences. And we know why God wanted to clean us and to make us clean and to make us closer to hygiene. This is great. But let me tell you something. Can you imagine that God is not clean? Can we say that? Can we say that God is not clean? Is it possible? Can we say that God is uncircumcised? Ugh. Well, this is very human. Like circumcision and things like that, these things are related to human beings, okay? It is impossible that God needs to be circumcised in order to be clean, because this is exactly what happened with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was born, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was born like any other child. He needs to be circumcised, okay, in order to be cleansed. Okay, in order not to allow viruses and things like that, as was written in the Britannica Encyclopedia. And this is what we read actually in the Holy Bible. And I want you to open your Holy Bible and look at Luke 2:21. Let's go to Luke 2:21. Okay. Luke 2:21, we can read. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of a child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now I'm talking to people who have minds right now. How can God be circumcised in order to be clean? Like, does the mind accept that? Is it okay with you that you imagine that God is not clean, so people need to take God in order to circumcise him, in order to make him clean? What idea is this? And how can minds think this way? Okay, we worship a God that needs cleansing by people? Impossible. Now, let me take you now to how Muslims look at God. What was mentioned about God in the Holy Quran? What was mentioned about Allah? To know why we Muslims cannot accept that Jesus Christ is God, it's impossible. He was a human being. He even needed circumcision, like anybody else. Okay, let's see what the Holy Quran says, what God describes himself in the Holy Quran. And let me read to you from chapter 59, starting from 22. Allah is He, than whom there is no other God, who knows all things, both secret and open. He most gracious, most merciful. Allah is He, than whom there is no other God, the Sovereign, the Holy One, the Source of Peace, the Guardian of Faith, the preserver of safety, the exalted in might, the irresistible, the supreme. Glory to Allah. High is He, above the partners they attribute to Him. He is Allah, the creator, the evolver, the bestower of forms. To Him belong the most beautiful names. Whatever is in the heavens and on earth does declare His praises and glory. And He is the exalted in might, the wise. Now we're talking about God. Now we're talking about Allah. This is the description that we can accept. This is the description that our minds can absorb. But to tell me that I need to worship a God who needs circumcision, no, sorry. Jesus Christ was a great prophet. We respect him. He was a prophet like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a prophet like David. He was a prophet like Moses. We respect him and we believe that he's one of the greatest prophets that have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, in the Holy Bible. But, I'm sorry, he's not God. So, dear brothers and sisters, I hope that I talked about one point, and I'm going to talk the other points in the next episodes, inshallah. So, thank you very much, and I'll be seeing you, dear brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.